What's good? What's good? It's another
What's
spooky podcast.
up?
Another
Hey,
podcast.
Another spooky podcast.
Ron, súbete a mi troquita. How does it go?
Miami, Houston.
Me
That's how
shaking
Irma
my
looks,
head.
guys. If you guys want to check out how Irma looks, you guys can totally go check out her Instagram at Irma. It's literally Irma
with three H's.
Like,
ah.
Three H's, yeah. And she looks like those guys. The quaches, that what they call them? Yeah.
I don't fucking know, bro.
They she got looks a like the quache, bro. Yeah, those
bro, what the fuck? Why are you coming for me? It's too early in the episode for you to be coming
you
for me.
You look like a fucking meme, bro. You better do that shit for TikTok. Also, guys, if you guys want to look up Irma's famous TikTok, because she thinks she's super famous, you guys can totally check that out. And we're going to leave
literally
a link on our bio, Linktree. Mm-hmm. We're going to link it to our Linktree so you guys can go check it out.
Follow me on TikTok. I make coffee videos. Well, I'm starting to because I have an espresso or whatever, and I love coffee. But literally,
here I am commenting to her videos like, you savage, quit already.
Delete your fucking TikTok.
Whoever told you that was a good idea, they're bad friends. And
you know,
aka that's me.
When you hit a certain like fame, you're gonna have haters. It's not my fault. It just comes with the fame. Literally, I only have like 23 likes. And
this bitch is like, my mom growing up, she told me that people are gonna hate on me no matter what I did. But if I was doing something good in my life, that people were gonna hate no matter what. So
exactly.
I feel accomplished in the end of the day.
Yes. And like, you know, the haters are still watching my videos and giving me views. AKA Karina still watching my videos and giving me views. So continue, Karina. At least give me a like while you're at it.
Maybe I'll just think about it. But you've been really fucking rude to me, bitch. So no fucking like to you. She's been like talking shit to me, bro. And I'm like, goddamn, chill out. Just kidding. Honestly, I just like cried about it. I mean, I laugh.
Say how you really feel.
Honestly, guys. But I do want to mention that we have a bonus episode, our first bonus episode. And it's really short, guys. It's probably like 5 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah, like, yeah. 5 to 10 minutes. Like.
But us just like reading comments that you guys have rated us on Apple Music, and we've been reading them through, and we are so thankful, guys. Like, we can't even explain it.
Yeah, thank you so much for commenting. I know, like, we are reading them in another episode and like laughing, but we just don't know how to act, you know. Like, we're just really grateful, and we're happy that you guys are enjoying our podcast as much as we are. We appreciate you guys taking some time out of your day to comment and leave us 5 stars. Like, and please, if you haven't, please do so. We really enjoy reading them. I was reading them to Karina and we were dying, because
yes,
it was so amazing that like anyone's even listening to us.
It really makes us really happy. And like, I was telling Irma, like, my week was made just reading those comments were awesome. Thank you for the freaking stars, guys. Like,
yeah,
honestly, I'm on top of the world.
We really are. Like, and we swear it's not us making like multiple accounts.
I promise you guys, it's not, even though we are our biggest fans,
yeah,
it's not us.
Dude, talking about being our biggest fans, I was telling Karina how like I was promoting the shit out of our podcast at this grocery store that's up here in Northern California called Nugget. It's kind of like a Whole Foods, like it's a bougie ass store. I went there because I was waiting for an oil change, and while I was there, I was wearing my Another Spooky Podcast shirt that I made Karina and I, and someone asked, like the cashier asked me about it, and I was like, oh yeah, you guys should check it out or whatever. And like, her and another cashier were talking to me about it. And like, if you guys are listening, shout out to you guys. You guys literally made my day. thanks for noticing my shirt.
She just loves to promote, dude. It's either me promoting at Five Below and fucking Honda getting myself like an oil change.
Yeah.
It's just like at Nugget promoting the freaking podcast.
Yeah.
So but we're doing God's work right now, bro. We're really supportive. And yeah, to those who are new to our podcast, welcome. You guys are going to be hearing a lot of spooky stuff, but a lot of our funny comments that hopefully we're funny. I don't know. Maybe we're not. I don't know.
I know, for real. But we think we are. but thank you guys again for listening. And by the way, we didn't even introduce ourselves, but my name is Irma Cornejo. And
I am Karina Reyes. And welcome to our 14th episode of
Another Spooky Podcast. With your homegirls, Karina and Irma, back at it again for the 14th time.
Roll the freaking music, DJ, aka Irma.
DJ Irma, back at it again. With the bops.
Stupid. You're fucking stupid, bitch. I hate you.
Anyways. Girl, you froze. Your video froze.
Bitch, fuck you, bitch. Okay, not everyone has high speed internet. Guys, bitch, by the
2021.
Way. Guys.
What is this, the 1900s?
I really got a hot spot, bitch.
Your hot spot's more like a warm spot. Why am I laughing so much at my own joke? That was lame as fuck. That was the most dad joke ever.
Oh my god, I hate you, bitch.
I'm done.
So for the 14th episode, we're going to be talking about the Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles. So if you guys are native to LA, you guys would definitely know what I'm talking about because it's right on Sunset Boulevard, right, Irma?
On Hollywood Boulevard. I'm keeping that in. That was mad funny.
Okay, same shit.
Same area. I get it. I know what
same
you're
fucking
saying.
Shit. Anyways, watch it be like Hollywood and Sunset.
And Sunset, I will be like so embarrassed.
Fuck you. Anyways. Yes, so we're going to be talking about the Roosevelt Hotel. And it's pretty well known over here, if you ask me.
Okay. So... So I'm going to start off by talking a tiny bit about the history, and then Karina is going to
water just came through my nose. I hate you.
I'm so sorry. It's not funny. It's just Karina. No, mama's this girl. Okay, so no mames, Karina's has this big ass jug of water.
So big.
And it looks so funny because her little hands can barely hold like the big ass jug. She's just drinking like a fucking ocean of water.
Dude, I have to be careful. Because like 2 days ago, I was drinking it so fast. It went up my nose. And I was like about to drown, dude.
Yeah, when she's trying to be healthy, but the healthy life is not for her.
Who the fuck told me to buy this jug? I don't know.
Bitch, send me the link though. Oh, I kind of want one.
You know what? It was like $14, so fuck you, Irma.
Anyways,
it is cheap for a hydro flask. Okay, balling on a budget, bitch. Fuck you.
I shouldn't even judge with my fucking desk. Refer to the bonus episode.
The bonus episode. Mm-hmm.
To get that reference, but anyways. I'm sorry, I had to. I was cracking up. This bitch looks so funny drinking her water. But I'm proud of you for drinking your water.
Dude, I'm going to take a picture of myself so you guys can know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to put up the video of like me cracking up from you drinking your water.
Yes, okay.
But anyway, so now I'm for sure going to talk about the history. Don't drink water, Karina, because you're going to make me laugh.
Okay, bitch.
But anyway, so... Today we're being bougie ass bitches and we're staying a night at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. But not really because, yeah, we're broke hoes. Please refer to the bonus episode. But anyway, so we're going to talk about the history and the spooky encounters because that's free and we don't have to pay for that. So as Karina mentioned, today's episode is going to be on the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. It's located at 7000 Hollywood Boulevard, Los Angeles. And if you've ever walked down the Hollywood Strip or the Walk of Fame, you can see the sign pretty much from anywhere from there because it's really big and it's really high up there. And it's an iconic thing to see at Hollywood. That's how you know you're at Hollywood, basically. It's one of the most famous places in LA, mostly because of its history and because of all the rich and famous people who have stayed there from the beginning. So the Roosevelt Hotel opened on May 15th, 1927. It was named after President Theodore Roosevelt, hence the name Roosevelt. It cost $2.5 million at the time, which is, I don't know how much it is after inflation. It cost that much money to build the 12-story building, and it currently has a total of 300 rooms and suites, including a theater, ballrooms, and a bowling alley, and restaurants, and a bar. The Roosevelt Hotel became a Los Angeles Historic Cultural Monument in 1991, and it is monument number 545. So this very historic Hollywood Hotel has been a place for the rich and famous from the start. It held the first Academy Awards in 1929 in one of its many ballrooms, specifically the Blossom Ballroom. I think besides its historic past, the hotel is best known for the tremendous haunting. And honestly, that's why we're here. So we could talk about the spooky shit that goes on there. And the famous ghosts that haunt the Roosevelt. A lot of people experience paranormal happenings here, including getting locked out of their rooms, hearing noises from rooms that are vacant, footsteps, and apparitions. The first well-known ghost in the Roosevelt is Marilyn Monroe, and Karina's going to talk more about this, but Marilyn Monroe, during her time, lived at the hotel for 2 years, and this is the location where Marilyn's career basically took off. She did her first professional photo shoot at the pool for a magazine, and then after that, her career went up and up and up, and she became the icon that she is. There's even a suite named after her, and that's Suite 1200, which is a 1950s classic suite overlooking the pool where her career began. There is a mirror that was previously located in her suite, but it was moved to the hallway or the lobby. I'm not sure where, but it is said that Marilyn's ghost appears in that reflection, and Karina will go into depth in that as well. Another famous ghost that is commonly seen at the hotel is actor Montgomery Clift, who was nominated for an Academy Award. Sorry. Karina's just looking at me funny. For an Academy Award, and was good friends for Elizabeth Taylor. When he was alive, he stayed at the hotel while he filmed most of his movies. He is still active in room 928 and in the hallways outside of that room. Montgomery Clift's ghost is commonly experienced in that room, where he sometimes appears in the chair. He sometimes brushes up against people, and he is famously known for practicing his trumpet, which seems kind of annoying at a hotel, but whatever. Some ghost, So some guests staying in room 928, where he haunts, they say that they experience a lot of sleep paralysis, and that they see a shadow who they believe to be Montgomery, just staring at them, looking at them sleep, and looking at them like he's the one causing the sleep paralysis. So another famous ghost that's commonly seen at the Roosevelt that is not an actress or an actor or who had that fame when they were alive, like Marilyn or Montgomery, is the ghost of a 5-year-old girl named Caroline. Excuse me. A 5-year-old girl named Caroline, who is always looking for her mom, which freaks me out because y'all know I don't fuck with no fucking little kid ghosts. Like, no, thank you. Fuck that. But she's commonly seen around the hotel looking for her mom and asking for her mom.
Wait, hold on. I was recently hanging out with a friend. She's very spiritual, so I just went ahead and asked her a few questions. And one of the questions that I had was, why do kids seem to see more ghost figures, or, you know, just those creepy ass experiences that kids do, or, like, you know, whatever. And she told me it's because they're fresh out of heaven, so they're still very in tune with that side of life. And that when they come here, they still have those abilities to see things that we don't see, which is crazy. I don't know if it's true, right? But yeah. I just recently heard that, and I was like, what?
I hate that. I really do. I don't know. I don't trust those little kids or the little ghost kids. But anyways, she is seen throughout the hotel. So if you do see her, she'll probably be like, yo, where's my mom? And then you could be like, yo, fuck that, and run away, because that's what I would do. And then.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
And then there are two other ghosts commonly seen, and they're typically found in the Blossom Ballroom, but they are very mischievous and they go out throughout the hotel. They're the ones that people think lock them out of their room. So if you stay at the Roosevelt Hotel and someone locks you out, it's probably these two ghosts. So one of them is believed to have attended a Oscar ceremony, and he was hoping to win an award, and he just kind of died and lingered around the Roosevelt Hotel. He's typically seen in a black tux, and it's a male spirit. I don't know if I mentioned that. And the other ghost is a male spirit as well. The other ghost, he is most famously seen playing the piano. So in the Blossom Ballroom, where, if you guys remember, that's where I mentioned that's where the first Academy Award happened. So he is seen playing the piano there. So maybe he has some ties with the Academy Award. I don't know. But he is seen there or heard playing the piano, which is really scary and eerie. And he's typically seen in a white tux. I'm not sure if I'm mixing those up, but I'm pretty sure that's how it is. So, yeah, if you walk into the ballroom, you might feel them. You might feel like a change in temperature, change in energy, or you might hear them playing the piano, or someone might lock you out of your room. But the hotel is very haunted, and it truly embodies old Hollywood and luxury. So if you decide to stay a night here, be on the lookout for the ghost and be careful, because a lot of people experience weird paranormal shit happening here. One day Karina and I will stay there and we'll get to experience it and we'll record it.
Yes, guys, I'm really down to stay there. And now that I have a GoPro, watch out. Shoot, I'm gonna be having those little helmets, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
GoPro is gonna be right in the middle of it. I'm like, I'm ready for this shit.
I'm scared.
Marilyn, where you at, girl?
I'm scared. But like, Karina's gonna talk more about encounters.
Yeah.
But Clint, what's his name? Montgomery. He like, I hear he's really like a temperamental ghost, like, you know, very what? Scary.
I've always been fascinated with him, like drawn really? To him. And it's crazy because when I was younger, I used to look up a lot of his past movies. And I know he had this really famous movie. And I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be like, bitch, you're really obsessed with him, but you don't even know the movie. It's one of, I know, I just remember that scene where he's getting off of a train and it's black and white and he runs to this woman. But that's pretty much all I remember. Anyways, so I've always been drawn to him and his story. And I know that he lived like a really traumatic life. Mm-hmm. At a very young age, he went through a lot of like physical abuse. And it was kind of like a reoccurring thing in old Hollywood, where a lot of these actors and actresses used to have a lot of like alcohol problems, mm-hmm. drug problems, abuse problems. And you know, you hear stories of like Shirley Temple, you hear stories of like Marilyn Monroe, who we're going to mm-hmm. talk about right now as well, and like Montgomery. And he used to go and visit these hotels because, you know, like very popular spots mm-hmm. for a lot of these actors and actresses because of movie premieres, like Irma mentions. And
it's in Hollywood, so yeah, they would
in Hollywood
record
and
it's really, their movies,
right? So it's gonna carry a lot of history and spirits, definitely, especially those who, a lot of these people used to party hard and they used to do all sorts of shit. And Montgomery was one of those people that he was exploring with his sexuality, and back then it was really hard to come out
mm-hmm.
or just like him, you know, not being able to cope with the judging of it. So he definitely struggled a lot. If you guys don't know, I mean, I'll probably do a episode on Montgomery Clift because I've always really been very intrigued. Mm-hmm. And if you guys haven't heard our latest episode, we talked about the Museum of Death, where they have a whole display on him as well, because it was pretty crazy passed away. He had drug abuse problems and alcohol problems on mm-hmm. top of like other stuff like heart problems, and just his health was just in bad shape. He mm-hmm. ended up passing away in a bathtub at his home, and a lot of people assume that it has something to do with like him overdosing and whatnot, but unfortunately that was not the case. His body was just so bad, he was in such bad shape that because of the drugs he did end up passing away, but it was not because he took it that same day. But yeah. Anyways, so
that's very similar to Marilyn Monroe's death,
right?
That's so, like, crazy. And the fact that they're connected at the Roosevelt. Right?
They both like haunt the Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have experienced their sightings there. And we have that story of Marilyn Monroe as well, where a lot of her early stages of her success was held at the Roosevelt Hotel. And mm-hmm. she became famous. And that spot was super popular, guys. Like, that was the spot to be at. So obviously she was going to, you know, make it big from hanging out there and being surrounded by all these people. So definitely the hotel has a lot of history, a lot of spirits, and Marilyn Monroe has been seen lingering down the hallways. In that mirror, there was this one experience where a maid wiping down the mirror, and she looked back and looked throughout the room, but she didn't really see anything or anyone because she was the only one there. But when she returned to the mirror to continue cleaning it, she saw a blonde woman in the reflection behind her crying. And when she looked back, the blonde woman was gone. And when she looked at the mirror, the woman was still in the reflection. That blonde woman was Marilyn's spirit crying. And I honestly find it so freaking sad, dude. Cause like,
that is sad and scary.
If you guys know like the story behind Marilyn's life and, you know, basically just her life story, it's pretty sad. Obviously, it came with a lot of success and glamour, but besides all of that, she did live a pretty sad, lonely, and to her, that was like depressing as well. She ended up dying over a overdose of sleeping pills, if I remember correctly. So yeah, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed that little experience.
Damn, Karina. I really hope Marilyn is doing good too. But that's really sad. That
I know.
That's such a sad way to linger, you know?
Yeah. Which is like why like I'm saying that, because if you look back to her life, she was always very sad and to herself. And even though she came off as very glamorous and like beautiful, because she was pretty beautiful. And
confident.
Yeah, and confident in her sexuality was often applauded. But she was always kind of sad because often the roles that she got were, you know, the really stereotypical blonde bimbo, mm-hmm. you know, uneducated, just very pretty.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be taken seriously in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to be taken like an actual, like, talented actress, even though she was, just yeah. not the way that she wanted to be portrayed. And I think it's not really a coincidence why she would linger on, you know, at the Roosevelt Hotel, because mm-hmm. that was part of her starting of her career.
Yeah.
And how things ended with her life, where she was really unsatisfied and just lonely, kind of makes sense.
I think also it's like the time that she was famous, you know, like in that time, I feel like not a lot of women were even doing mm-hmm. stuff like that. And mm-hmm. Hollywood was so new, films were so new. And like, she was a gorgeous woman, like, gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. And like, I feel like you said, people would just see her as that, as just beauty, like no yeah. brains. And that's how she would be portrayed in the movie, even though she wasn't like that in real life, you know?
Right. Because even with her first initial photo shoots that she did at the Roosevelt Hotel, it was just
mm-hmm.
Norma Jean, right? It was just her. And Marilyn wasn't really alive, you know, her persona, mm-hmm. her double ego, whatever, didn't exist at the time. So mm-hmm. she started off at the Roosevelt Hotel, her first initial professional photography session. It's just herself, and how her life ended was just not even her anymore. It was pretty much just like Marilyn, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I find that very sad, very mm-hmm. scary for the maid, because fuck, I would have dipped out. I would have even gone back to seeing that for fucking mirror.
I would have quit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have been like, peace out. But yeah, it was pretty spooky and sad, dude. I don't mm-hmm. know.
I know.
It's that little.
Yeah, it's sad to see like sad that. Ghosts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for La Llorona, that bitch is always sad, but she's trying to kill people. So.
Yeah, that bitch. But I have a second encounter for y'all. So hopefully you guys like this one too. This is actually my favorite. So there's also a story of a security guard who was looking at the camera when he noticed someone swimming in the pool. So the Roosevelt Hotel does have a really famous pool there. This guy just happened to be working that night, and during restriction hours, so he told another security guard to go check it out. When the other security guard went down to the pool, he didn't see anyone. The crazy thing is that while he was down there looking for that person that was swimming, the security looking in the camera could still see the person swimming, but the security at the pool couldn't see anyone.
That's crazy.
I know, dude. So I feel like, I don't know. photography can capture so much, mm-hmm. and cameras are so powerful. Just if you really look at it that way, there's a lot of experiences too where people catch certain things, right, on video, on camera and stuff like that. And I don't know, I feel like it holds so much value and spirits, mm-hmm. and so maybe these things get caught up really easily on cameras and stuff.
Yeah, dude, honestly, like, it's crazy what cameras can catch and like what we can't see, you know, mm-hmm. like there's so many encounters of ghosts being caught on camera, but like we can't even see it. So definitely when Karina and I hit up the Roosevelt, like, we have to bring your GoPro and like record everything, have like an EVP session, like have a whole ass paranormal investigation. I'm gonna
get fucked up before any of that, first of all. I need some type of alcohol in my system to even for go real. Through it. But
dude, we should do the touristy thing and like take that big red bus through Hollywood. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you know,
yes. I did it. Oh my God, dude. I always wanted to do it. I just never, no one's ever been down, bro. I've always been hanging out with someone.
You never asked me.
It's just me. I don't know why. I honestly don't like going to Hollywood. I find it very boring and just my experience and the way that I feel. If you want to look into like really cool, like, tattoos, go hit up Sunset Boulevard. If you guys mm-hmm. want to go see the Viper Room where
his brother River
Phoenix uh-huh. died in front of the Viper Room, you know?
Yeah.
So Joaquin's brother River Phoenix, he died in front of the Viper Room, and I think it was like a speedball or some shit like that that he like drugged himself with in the restroom.
I don't know. Anyways,
so it's pretty scary.
Mm-hmm. I hear it's really haunted
on River Phoenix too. Yeah. Ooh. So if you guys definitely want to go check it out, if you guys want to check out some really crazy, scary, spooky stuff, Hollywood is your location. There's also some haunted mansions that you go take a drive by with one of those tourist buses,
the celebrity homes tour. Yeah. I did that shit yeah. too.
Oh my God, you're so
I'm such a tourist.
You just love touring your own
city. Dude, I do. I was like, oh my God, where do I see someone famous? I was like ready with my camera and shit. Like,
you know what, dude? Okay, I don't know if maybe it's just a me thing, but me da cosa when I see people like intimidating or me da cosa when people cosplay like Spider-Man and like superhero. Spider-Man? Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I get scared.
Oh, because you don't know who it is?
Yeah, dude. I get so scared. It's like a, true. Maybe it's a phobia, but I get really panicky when I see people cosplay Spider-Man and like other like fictional figures. I get a little creeped out.
Yeah. And like, I think it's also because in Hollywood, like people come up to you and they like want to take a picture like a huevo. And like, honestly, if they come up to you, just say no because they're going to charge you. they're gonna charge you for that shit.
I don't know. I just get like bad vibes. I don't know how to explain it. Let me know if you guys feel that way too, or just a me thing. But I honestly get freaked the fuck out when people cosplay. Like, I mean, there's like a difference between like San Diego Comic Con, right?
Yeah.
But like these people, I don't know, just like.
Like in Hollywood, huh?
I don't know. It's just
because, yeah, Hollywood's kind of weird, honestly. The people in Hollywood are kind of weird.
Yeah, not to be like fucked up or anything. Maybe I'm just going to get canceled, but there's like something off about those costumes.
Yeah.
And those freak me out. I know recently I went to like Best Buy. There was like a dentist right next door and they were cosplaying like Dora the Explorer. And this dude was so freaking tall, dude, and I have a video, I'll post it. And scared the fuck out of me. Like I just couldn't stop looking at it because it scared me.
Yeah,
you know, does that happen to you guys? Like, yeah, when you're so scared of something but you can't take your eyes off of it because you're just like, what the fuck, like what if it does something to me, like I need to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Are you anyways. Just scared of people dressed up as like a character?
I think so, dude. I think I have a phobia of people that I dress think, up as characters.
I think I got that's so you
scared.
I'm like, I'm not that scared.
No, dude, like I remember going to like Universal when I was little. Mm-hmm. And they had like SpongeBob and like Dora and other mm-hmm. ones. Dude, I would cry. Like I don't even have a picture of myself like with freaking Santa Claus too, or like
that's crazy mouse,
cause they scare me cause they're supposed to be in TV not in real life. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's just a you thing, Karina.
I think it's a me thing, but let me know if you guys feel the same way or you guys are scared of like cosplays of fictional characters, because that shit scares the fuck out of me.
Maybe it's you, bitch. But this was kind of a short episode, short and sweet, and simple. But we are gonna include, we're gonna have like a extra bonus episode. Again, it's gonna be like 10 minutes long of us reacting to our comments, which again we truly appreciate. We don't mean to put you on the spot, but we really do love that. And if you guys want to leave us more comments, go ahead and rate us on iTunes, give us 5 stars please. We would truly appreciate it, and leave us a comment. We want to hear what you guys think. But yeah, send us a comment on Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast,
on Twitter at
A Spooky Podcast,
and send us a Gmail at
aspookypodcast@gmail.com.
But go ahead and hit us up on iTunes too.
Yes,
rate hit us on and comment. iTunes,
Spotify, guys. We're gonna be on YouTube. We're just working on that shit. It's taking forever, but we're trying to make that shit nice for y'all. And we're gonna be coming up with some really exciting news as well. We're going to be opening certain accounts, you know, and kind of trying to stay more connected with you guys. Probably do like a live one of these days, or, you know, it's just, school has been a little hectic right now just because I just started school. And if you guys don't know, I'm just currently still in my bachelor's. So I'm trying to achieve that. So I'm kind of multitasking a lot right now. Yes, but
multitasking queen.
My favorite thing is this podcast for sure. So. Yeah, guys, hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. And if you guys have any questions, any feedback, anything you guys just want to tell us or share with us, we'll love to listen. We'll love to hear it. Mm-hmm. We love to read it. I'm sorry. And yeah. You guys can totally find our links on our Instagram. Our link tree is down on the description on the bio. So, yeah, guys.
Thank you for listening. See you guys next time.
Peace out. Bye.
Bye.